The author of Zen and the Art of Motorcycle Maintenance has died. That 1974 book was a counterculture classic. The story of a road trip that doubled as a metaphysical meditation on everything from East Asian philosophy to the author's own struggles with mental illness. NPR's Netta Ulaby remembers the author, Robert Persick.
In 1974, Robert Persick was, as he put it, no longer a screw-up. After being rejected by more than 100 publishers, Zen and the Art of Motorcycle Maintenance was a surprise bestseller. That year, the author told NPR he'd learned to embrace what feels broken and wrong through Buddhism and motorcycles.
When you get stuck on fixing motorcycles, that's not a bad moment. I notice whenever I'm stuck like that, that if I look at the clouds are much more beautiful. And if I, yeah, that's getting a little bit sentimental, but I find that at the very moment of stuckness, if you just stop and look around you, you find the world is very real.
Millions of people found meaning in Persick's book in the years after the Vietnam War, but it's hardly an easy read. It's partly based on a real motorcycle journey the author took with his 11-year-old son. Along the way, there's a mythological creature, the narrator's memories of electroshock therapy, and heavy discussions about the duality of consciousness. In 1992, Persick told NPR he wanted his legacy to be the theory of reality he called the metaphysics of quality.
I hope that people who are skilled in philosophy will take me seriously on this metaphysics of quality. The worst tragedy would be that everybody says either this is too hard or this fellow is just an amateur and we won't fool with it.
Only 5 years after his first book's success, Robert Persick's son was stabbed to death in front of the Zen Center in San Francisco. His next book would take 17 years to complete. It continues the author's quest to bridge Eastern and Western thought. After its publication, Persick told NPR he intended to stop writing.
I've said what I want to say. There are other things I could say, but I'm sure it would be a lesser work than what I've done.
Later in his life, Robert Persick switched from motorcycles to boats. He spent his last 30 years in South Berwick, Maine, sailing and answering correspondence from his fans. He died yesterday at home at the age of 88. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.